Macy's unveiled a new 3-point transformation plan to combat sliding market share. And Chris, this time it's called The Bold New Chapter. According to Retail Dive, one part of the plan will lean heavily into supply chain. Macy's plans to close distribution centers, increase automation, and implement other tactics that help the corporation improve inventory, productivity, and ultimately sales, the corporation's CFO and COO, Adrian Mitchell, said in a Q4 earnings call. Altogether, Mitchell said supply chain efforts should result in $100 million in cost savings in the current fiscal year, eventually rising to annual run rate savings of some $235 million by 2026. Now, Chris, Macy's CEO Tony Spring was just on stage here yesterday at Shop Talk. A lot of people are talking about that that session. Where did it leave you, and how do you feel about this headline for Macy's about their focus on the 3-point plan?
Yeah, I mean, God, there's a lot to cover on this topic. I mean, if I look at that, if I take the headline first, which I think is where I'd want to start, is I look at the headline, and then I look at the plan that Spring outlined too, which was a lot about making sure the Macy's brand, the flagship Macy's banner, is rejuvenated.
Yeah.
So I kind of question how the investment in supply chain is really going to enable that to happen.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious from the point of view of the CFO, the COO, Adrian, who actually is a former colleague of ours at Target.
Yeah.
I'm curious how you're aligning the assets to do that with this type of investment. Because I feel like this is a little bit of, you know, kind of chasing a fool's errand if you don't get the Macy's flagship righted. So that's one question I have. The other question I had listening to the speech the other day is, and I put this out on social media, is he was talking a lot about trying to re-enliven the national heritage that Macy's has as a brand.
Right.
And I was sitting next to you and I was like, does Macy's really have a national heritage? And so I put this out. I said, like, you know, for me growing up in Arizona, we didn't even have Macy's.
Yeah, we didn't either until they bought Marshall Fields and Dayton's. Yeah.
Yeah, I moved to Minnesota and they didn't have it there either. Yeah. And so I said that. So I was like, does Macy's even have this? Or are we just conflating that because of the fact that it's in New York? Things in New York get a lot of attention and we want to feel that way.
Yeah.
And I was surprised by the feedback that came back because a lot of people shared that same sentiment. Like some people are like, yeah, I grew up in Oregon and I had these brands. I grew up in the East, in Boston. I had Jordan Marsh and all these other things. And so like I was kind of struck by that and said, like, yeah, maybe there is anything here, which gets me back to the point too, which we've talked a lot about on the show, which is, you know, I think I wouldn't be surprised to still see somebody come in here. They start to divest the Macy's portion, go after the real estate side of it, spin off Bloomingdale's, Blue Mercury, keep that going. There's still a good business there. That's what I think we'll still see here, but time will tell.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. I think for me, the biggest thing that I took away from Tony's presentation and I think from this announcement that we just read about for the first headline, it's still coming down to the stores for me. And I think that that's there's
100%.
There's not enough discussion about how you're going to improve the Macy's shopping experience. Like he did mention that one of the investments they're planning on making is in more store associates. And my question would be, like, aren't you already doing that? Aren't you already trying to, like, every Macy's store that you walk into, they're trying to hire for those roles? And especially if they're pushing into more luxury, like they're talking about doing, like, you're going to have to provide a more white glove, hands-on experience for your consumers. And the store is going to have to look that way. And so for me, I think that's a tall order.
Definitely taller than when he did it at Bloomingdale's.
For sure, for sure. And the brand, I think the Macy's brand, while in some consumers' minds might be nostalgic and there's like brand equity there, I agree with you. I think that brand equity has really started to slip over the course of the last few years. And I think to make this thing turn around, he said the quote, you know, there's a reason that the rear view mirror is smaller than the windshield, which is actually jelly rolls from the Grammys this past couple weekends ago. I think that to me is still going to be a real stretch for Macy's to come back from this. And if more power to him. I mean, I got to give the guy credit for getting on stage with all that he's faced with back at the office in New York. So
yeah, that's the last point, though, that kind of rubs me the wrong way a little bit, too. Like, guy's a CEO. Like, that's his job. That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, right.
And the other part I have about the presentation, too, is, like, aside from the store closures, which are kind of forced at this point in a lot of ways, like, what else are you going to do? the overall tenets of the presentation, I think I could say the same for any retailer out there.
Yeah.
I've seen that presentation 100 times. Mm-hmm. And so there was nothing truly differentiating about it. It was just kind of, it felt like a lot of hope again that there is something that can be re-enlivened in Macy's. And right. I just questioned that. So
right. Which, I mean, Tom Kingsbury, CEO of Kohl's, was just on stage today too. And I think that was interesting to hear his perspective conversely, because they have invested a lot more in bringing Sephora in, like yep. bringing in these repeat trip drivers. That
different
I think,
starting point.
Right.
Yeah, and did that resonate more with you, though? Because it did with me. Like, the fact that baby's an untapped business for him. He has experience doing that at Burlington.
Yeah.
They're going after home in a bigger way, which, you know, probably is some opportunity there, too. They've got the Sephora expansion. Like, yeah. they're already in strip malls to the point that he was making, too, relative to Macy's trying to get into strip malls. I just found that more compelling. I still think they have a tough battle in front of them, but would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's you couldn't help but kind of compare and contrast yeah. the two again.
And Melissa Repko was trying to, too.
Right, right. But I think yes, there's, to me, I think the Babies R Us move, great strategy. Macy's Toys R Us, yes, but what are your toy occasions versus what are your baby occasions? So I think, they're still going to be in close competition, but I think both of them have big jobs ahead.
Yep.